Tonight's Big Brother Eviction Recap is sponsored by our friends over at KiwiCo. KiwiCo is the convenient and affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be with hands-on projects that you get to put together with them. For our listeners, go to KiwiCo.com/Rob to get your first month for free. Again, that's KiwiCo.com/Rob and get your first month for free at KiwiCo.com/Rob. You ready?
Yeah.
Coming live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who hopes to get through the podcast without popping a nut. I am Rob Sisterino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back live eviction night as we saw our first real live eviction go down the way that Mother Nature intended it tonight, as we saw Bella leave the house on an 8-2 vote, as an HOH competition is going on right now. And we'll have some updates later on in the show about all of that. But we are once again hashtag blessed, thankful, not grateful to have this person here with us here in the studio. Please welcome back the great Caitlin Herman.
Cheers. Namaste to you all.
Yes. Hi. Caitlin. How are you?
Good. I'm feeling much better.
Yes.
Now that something has happened in my life.
Yes. What is that?
I don't want to say.
Okay. All right.
I don't want to spoil anything.
You don't want to spoil anything?
I mean, unless we can sound off a spoiler alarm.
Okay. Well, let's hold on. Hold on a second. Okay. So
but I'm feeling good.
Caitlin has some spoilers that she wants to get to. Let's bring in a man of many spoilers. Of course, joining us live with us is Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm very pleased myself now that I have something else great in my life, and that's Caitlin.
Oh, come on. We're not playing this game, Taryn.
Look. I'm just.
Where
I'm just
have
happy
you been?
I'm just happy that we're finally on a podcast together. These other podcasters, they've been trying to keep us apart.
Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've done a good job. Wait, that we had Melissa for you 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
and
this
then
is
Brent
great.
Last week. And then Taryn. So, you've gotten everybody.
Yeah, after today's podcast, I think I'll be able to really narrow down. And we could talk privately, like, on which one.
You want to eliminate one.
Yeah,
for next week.
This will be a rose ceremony at the end of this week.
All right. So we'll find out who Caitlin's going to give the rose to. We'll talk about everything that is going on. We'll take your questions as well. Hashtag RHAP. Hey, I've got an exit interview coming up with Bella in about 10 hours from now. We'll be talking to, actually, my time is off. About 12 hours from now, I will talk with Bella on our exit interview.
Are you excited?
You know what? Not particularly. Yeah. It's just, I'm not something I'm dying to talk to. I feel like that there was a lot of vitriol towards her last week. I feel like it kind of died down. I feel like nobody's dying to hear what she has to say.
I hope you stick it to her.
Yeah. I mean, she's kind of owned the mistakes that she's made with Nicole. So I think she's a little, apologetic about that. But we'll see what she has to say.
Okay.
Looking forward to it. Always fun to get to do these Big Brother exit interviews. And we'll get her take on what's going on in the house and depending on how this HOH competition turns out. So that's be on the lookout for that on Friday, in addition to Taryn's live feed update and much more. But you have a surprise for us?
Yeah, like, I just have something to say, and this is a spoiler.
Okay. All right, so Caitlin has spoilers pertaining to a different CBS reality show, okay? So real quick, spoilers.
It's not even close.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler.
Okay, we got it. Okay,
all right. Great, turn it off.
Okay.
So, actually, why don't I just pull it up?
Okay, so Caitlin is going to her phone, if you're listening to the podcast version, although we do invite everybody to check out the YouTube version. Let's see, can we get a zoom in on Caitlin on her phone here? Okay.
Let's hope I have enough service for them to answer.
Okay, so Caitlin is calling, is making a phone call.
Winston!
Hi, what's up?
Winston,
what's up,
you're live. You're live on Rob Has a Podcast.
Hi, Winston.
What's up, everybody? Hey,
Winston,
thanks for having me.
First of all, no, thank you for being here because we simply...
Well, I just hopped off the phone with my sister, so you guys are ranking up.
Hi, Brett.
Hold on. Oh, no, Wow. Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Okay, guys.
Oh, man.
Winston, here's the thing. Like,
hi, Brad.
Haircut, isn't it?
Are you happy to be back?
I did. I had to get the fucking frosted tips chopped off.
Excuse me. No cussing. This is a family show.
Sorry. Watch your mouth.
Yeah, you're on a podcast right now.
Oh, really? Should I get a mirror?
Shut up. Anyway, Winston, are you happy to be done?
Am I happy to be done? It was fun. It was weird. It wasn't a happy experience to go after 7 different girls and get shut down, but it is what it is, you know?
Loaded question.
It was fun.
I'm proud of you. Rob, do you have any questions for Winston?
Winston, how are you doing? How is Love Island?
I'm doing okay. How's Big Brother going?
I'm doing well.
What's going on in Big Brother world right now? Who's left? Who's going to win? Is my boy Cliff still in there?
Yeah, your boy Cliff is still in there, but I feel like this Cliff's isn't about there. Cliff right now. Like, this is really just about you and your journey to finding love. Are you okay, babe?
I mean, I'm a little bit jaded after this experience, but it might not let me down. It was unique. It was funny. It was so much fun. Like, I'm so thankful for the opportunity. It was a blast.
You got to think about it as it's free marketing for a single stud that's still out.
Okay? Hey, there we go.
Yeah,
boy.
That's good advertising.
At times, I was like, you know, I really wish Brett was walking through those doors just to help shake this thing up.
But I'm sure you thought that about me too, right?
That's what I thought.
We
had upon those kind people in that villa.
All right, shut up. We've had enough, I believe. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope when you hang up, you go back to Twitter and you watch the rest of this.
I will.
I love Pete. Okay. Thanks for having us.
Yes, okay.
Thanks for having us. I've got to go. I got to call my family. I just got my phone.
Call your mom. She's been texting me.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys, I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Okay.
I love you.
All right.
Bye.
All right, so there you go. There you have it.
So Winston was evicted. None of the gals liked him.
Oh, okay. Well, they're lost.
They're lost. He's a dream.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about some Big Brother as Bella went out this week. And Caitlin, any thoughts on Bella?
Yeah, I have a lot, but let's start off with this. She did a great job tonight. A great job tonight at apologizing for her mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Her edit was very good in an apologetic kind of way. I teared up a little bit with, you know, the genuine relationship between her and Nick.
The love story. Yeah.
I am very interested to see what happens when she goes home because I believe she lives with her ex-boyfriend or boyfriend or whatever. So I'm excited to see how that dynamic plays out. But it really does seem like they had a genuine relationship. And I'm glad that it's good for her that Nicole didn't leave mad at her. I mean, everyone's fine.
Taryn, what do you think is the status of Bella's stuff that she was concerned about with her quote-unquote roommate?
I believe what she said was that she expected it was all, like, outside somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's currently just taking up space.
She had, for the uninitiated, I believe she had, like, some sort of, like, a live-in situation, and she didn't tell that guy that she was going on Big Brother.
Really?
I think that was one of the initial issues why she couldn't get with Nick right away. But now they got L-bombs left and right. So.
Yeah, no, they're truly in love. I feel sad for her because now she has to like watch him all summer unless he gets
out.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
We'll see. Okay. All right. So we got to see a little bit of campaigning. Caitlin, did you have any hopes tonight that Bella might stay?
Yes, a lot. Like first of all, it would have made a lot of sense if the people that are not involved in that six did vote to evict Jack. Would have been a lot of fun. Would have been really great to see. But you know what? I'm starting to realize not every season can be as exciting as BB20.
No, definitely not. Taryn, how close did this thing get? At any point, did it look like that the vote actually was potentially a coin flip?
No, not even really that close. Kat was never going to vote to evict Jack. And the only other thing that even came remotely close was Bella's pitch to Jackson, who was basically toying with her and saying things like, all right, well, if I'm in, I'll say blueberry pancakes and that'll be the code word. But that was, yeah. It was never actually.
And that was really just the code word for production to give him blueberry pancakes, right?
yeah,
that's what it
wow,
turned
what
out
what a
to.
Mess.
Okay. All right. So then we saw a lot about Cliff and his decision tonight. And I thought that the show did a good job of at least giving you Cliff's side of the story and giving you a scenario where maybe this could work out for Cliff. Caitlin, we didn't get to talk to you all week, so can you just give us your breakdown on Cliff's HOH and how things ever played out with having to make a replacement nominee?
The thing is, I know that you're a little up in arms about this being the worst decision he could have made. Like I
was worked up last night. I feel like the episode, like I was fine with it all week, but then when I watched the episode last night, I saw everybody in the diary room like, oh my god, Cliff, what an idiot. Can't believe he let us get away with it.
Yeah, I don't know whose voice that was supposed to be.
Was like a combination. That was Jack
that was
Jackson
a mix.
And Christy. Yeah.
That was a mix. I do
that's
get
all
that.
Grateful.
I don't mind his decision. And I also understand it because like being in that house, you do care about the numbers. And he was really trying to look long term. And although it seems so dumb for us, like it really was probably the only sensible option for him, and I just didn't mind it. I thought it was smart, and maybe I'm naive, and maybe like I just trust people's words. You're right, Christy could totally go around and be like, what, like it's Big Brother, like I don't need to do anything for you, but mm-hmm. I just don't think she will.
Yeah,
I don't think she will. So I thought it was a smart move.
Taryn, you've been the person probably most bullish on Cliff's outlook this week. Did you feel like that the episode did a service to that argument tonight?
I mean, certainly. And I think it's showing what I've been seeing over the last few days, which is that Cliff's gamble paid off. And at the moment, he does have pretty much all of Six Shooters saying, you know what, this is a stand up guy and he's very true to his word. And we can trust him moving forward. Not only that, but he's also good at competitions and therefore an asset to us, unlike some other people that might, you know, hang on to our alliance and maybe they'll be loyal, but they're not doing anything for us like Cliff can. And because we can trust his word, that's super valuable. And you know, I think that it goes underreported just how often that if you are able to find yourself in a position to really prove to the entire house that your word is good, that's super valuable. And Cliff was able to find something that was huge. He did not have to stick to his word, as the audience so lovingly points out. And so the fact that he did means that they feel way more that they can trust him than they actually should, because I do think he is willing to break his word down the line.
The only thing for me is in what capacity is Cliff, does he get used where he's talking to with Jack and Jackson and Christy? Like which side of the house are they going after with Cliff?
I think it's going to be a within situation.
Yeah. Like I feel like that, like, hey, Cliff, we'll use you to go after Nick and Sam, but Taryn, I'm not sure necessarily if I feel too optimistic that when, as Cliff put it, like, hey, when the six fractures, that they're going to turn to him as a number there.
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully what Cliff is hoping for, and I think what he saw in the conversation with Christy that he was having when he made the deal in the first place, is that Christy is pretty anti-Jackson at the moment, and there are cracks forming there. Both sides of that equation have talked about targeting the other. Christy, in fact, they both talked to Kat in particular about it. Hey, Kat, I want to target Jackson. Hey, Kat, I want to target Christy. And so that is becoming more and more of a thing. Now, there are, of course, Sam and Nick that are in the mix as well as big targets ahead of Cliff. There has been talk of bringing Cliff in to the six as a seventh or an eighth. And there's also, again, talk of targeting Jackson long before they get to seven or eight. Christy was talking the other night with Tommy, so this is reliable information in terms of what they're actually planning. And she was talking about taking out Nick, Sam, Jackson, Nicole, and even potentially Jess, all before Cliff. She even cried talking about how much she loved and trusted Cliff and wants to work with him moving forward. And I do think that Christy is the tool that Cliff can use to help break up the big alliance.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about Kat and Holly. I was surprised tonight that we got the package that Kat and Holly...
I enjoyed it, I believe.
Yeah, they know each other, Caitlin. Did you know about this?
here's the thing. I think that they probably don't know each other. Maybe they've done like one job together and they follow each other on Instagram. But aside from that, I'm pretty sure they're not friends. But I did write, I like a Holly and Kat final too. It's fun.
Fun.
It's fun and light. I do like it. I think it's cute.
This was something that Brent was on from before the season started, that Kat and Holly had the pre-existing relationship. The show presented it as, well, I know her, but it's like that Mariah Carey gif of like, I don't know her.
Yeah.
But Taryn, I think that the show misrepresented this a little bit, right?
Yeah, they were saying like, oh, I don't really know her.
Yeah.
I recognize her face. I guess, you know, it's not the best look to say, well, actually, I was able to figure out that we were both being cast. And so we got together and planned out our strategy before we came onto the show. That's probably not what they want to show in the DRs. And honestly, it's probably not what they're admitting to in the diary room.
Oh, definitely not.
So I think this is about as good as we're going to get on the show, and probably about as good as we're going to get from them for a while.
I just can't even believe it.
Yes, you can't
believe how many crossovers there are. Like, it's just so bad.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for someone, like, I mean, the majority of the people don't know each other, but, like, for someone like Jessica or Nicole or Cliff, they don't have, and it's so much easier when you know someone in there, or even just, like, I don't know. I just thought it was, I think it's dumb.
Yeah. I mean, I do feel like that, you know, it's not that unprecedented where, you know, you have like identical twins in the house at the same time. And
I just feel like there's hundreds of thousands of people that audition for the show, like legitimately, like they couldn't have, I don't know.
And like with twins, like there's a pretty decent visual cue there that they're connected. You know what I mean? It's not, it's not like a secret connection. Oh, secret. I bet you guys would never have realized, but actually,
yeah, I mean that, you know, Morgan and Alex in, Big Brother OTT, and we love them, but you know, that they put sisters in the house. Like, so, I mean that this is big. It's not, we don't love it, but you know, that
it is
the kind of thing that has happened in various different levels on Big Brother. Now the question is here, like, did they know that they were doing this when they did it? Was it an error of omission as opposed to something that they, this will be a great idea if we do this.
No, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's legit no way.
Okay. We got to check in with the Hogg family. How about that, Caitlin?
Oh my God. So much to say about it. But for starters, Sharon Hogg, you're a dream. You're a dream. Like, you are so sweet. So cute. Daniel Hogg, dreamboat.
Yeah. I didn't even know about Daniel Hogg.
Had no idea. Kelly, gorgeous. I mean, I wanted more out of Kelly. I feel like she really got snubbed. We should have seen more takes from Kelly.
Got purple Kelly Hogg.
Yeah, that was upsetting for me.
I was expecting a big Kelly Hogg edit.
That being said, the family, the burgers looked really good. They were having a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Noticed Daniel was drinking a beer, so that's good times.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I loved that he was the first hometown. That was sweet. I really liked it.
Taryn, this was like classic Big Brother. We got to see, let's go and meet the man who was the HOH at the center of everything this week. I felt like that Cliff for America's Favorite Player took a one giant leap for mankind this week.
Yeah, and I mean, they're not exactly, there's not a lot of other options, I think. So I think they're really trying to hone in on the people that they do have. And that's obviously people like Nicole and Cliff. And I think they're trying to make Jess happen as much as they can. And obviously they then have Kat as the sort of card.
Yeah, as what? What is she doing? How are they making
her? Like, she was in the diary room today talking more game than I've seen her talk in the feeds ever. Like, oh, there's a six? Since when does she know about that? Since when is she willing to admit there's an actual six in the house?
Wow.
I was blown away.
Yeah. Well, all right. Production is really pushing the Cliff storyline. And we also found out about a new twist coming up on next Thursday. Let's talk about this. Julie revealed to us, she told us a little sneak preview of what's coming up for this week.
Yeah.
Here's what Julie had to say about next Thursday's episode.
You'll get to impact the game, America, by sending three house guests on a field trip. A trip that will put one house guest's game on the line. And don't miss Big Brother After Dark late night every night only on Pop.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like that we're going to have some kind of America's vote.
Of like our least favorite people.
Of almost like in the Big Brother Canada, was Big Brother Canada 2 of the Canada's HOH, where we got this six that's in power and we might be voting somebody out, Caitlin.
Yeah, that would be a thrill. Are you kidding?
Or at least putting somebody on the block.
Who do you think, if this really is America's vote, three people at the bottom that are being sent somewhere? Obviously, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Mickey? Who's the third?
So it's going to be interesting because that in terms of the TV show versus the live feed audience, it's always tricky that Taryn, that first off, let me just get your reaction to this. Do you have the same read on what we think could happen?
You know, my first thought was, are they going to the MTV awards?
Yes.
Really your first reaction?
Yes. Who did that, June?
And then one of them is going to get like outed to the public and not be able to come. I would imagine this is some sort of, they're going to be sent to the alternate competition stage, and the person that loses this competition is maybe a third nominee or something along those lines. So I mean, I obviously don't love it. I don't love these kinds of twists in general, but I think that the people that go there heavily depends on the way that they set up the vote. Is it going to be something like, who is your favorite, and the people that get the least amount of votes go to the Or is it, who do you hate the most? In which case, you know, that I think completely changes things. I think that, you know, depending on how it works, we could see a whole, you know, different variety of people that end up in the field trip. And even if it was the most hated, I don't know who that is yet. I think that it depends on like the next episode. I think the next episode is going to paint who we're supposed to hate and vote for to go into the field trip.
Sure.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
No, it's going to be a really interesting thing to watch because I think that, you know, I could tell you who the live feed audience hates the most based on what I see on Twitter, but who does the TV audience hate the most? I mean, I feel like that there was a lot of, you know, Jackson and Bella hate after that episode where Nicole got locked out of the HOH, but I don't know if the TV audience has a clear least favorite.
I don't know. I know a lot of people that only watch the TV show, mm-hmm. and their views on who they hate are very similar to the live.
Yes. Okay. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see how it goes. Taryn, how will Jackson potentially handle learning that he is not popular with America?
I don't know. How does he handle not being able to eat, you know, his crunch cereal?
But he is eating it, so it doesn't even matter.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Caitlin, so can you weigh in on the have not situation? So it wasn't on the show. They basically revealed the slop this week. We got to see that, okay, there are have nots, and that was the end of it in terms of the show. But on social media, the live feed watchers have been up in arms all week that Jackson has been, eating in the shower, all sorts of different places, and people are very upset. People wanted to see him put back on the block this week.
Yeah.
As a former house guest, what's been your reaction to all this?
Well, I do think it's annoying and it's frustrating because there are a lot of issues that come with being a have not, mm-hmm. and that's just something that you need to toughen out and go through. And yeah, there's a lot of people saying, you know, and I like what you said the other day, there should be some sort of punishment on the house for this. It shouldn't just be on him. It should be the whole house, because that will then allow the house to be like, Mickey, like, F you for doing this. Like, now we get in trouble for it. It's just not fair. There's no accountability. And like, okay, like there's just no accountability, and it's annoying because we all followed by the rules. I would never think to, I just would never dare not follow the rules, because you don't know what's going to happen. And the whole like, I don't give a crap attitude, that just is a reflection on how he feels about the game. And I think it's like disrespectful, honestly.
Yeah, Taryn, it seemed like that production dragged their feet to even get Have-Nots into the mix. And then it seemed like that there was half-hearted to no enforcement of the Have-Not rules this week. Do you think that we will have more Have-Nots in this next week?
I would expect so, yeah. I mean, they introduced it. They put it on the episode. I think that they are going to continue with it. But yeah, for whatever reason, this is probably the least I've seen them do to rectify a situation with the Have-Nots before. You know, we knew ahead of time that Raven was going to get some sort of special treatment with Have-Nots because of her condition. We did not have any awareness that Jackson would have similar special
treatment.
But
didn't she get a slot pass like in week one? I feel like that, yeah. That she, it was like, it was set up. It was that competition that Kevin came back and hosted. And then she, like, it was like set up for her for like very easily to like win a slot pass.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was a nice, easy way of getting around it. But we knew ahead of time, like, she couldn't just be a Have-Not like most people would be. And so if the same is true of Jackson, then I think that should have been.
Does he have a feeding tube? Does he?
He has a second heart. It's his pacemaker. He is.
Yeah, like
he
that
is
makes also, sense to me. Like, unless there's something, guys, we really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and there seems to be some stuff that
there's too
is
much we do know.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do know a lot. But, like, there just seems to be some stuff happening with him. Apparently, now he's, like, off his medication. Like, maybe he just, like, needs it and they don't care. Like, I want to give some sort of benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know how much we want to get into the weeds in terms of what's going on with Jackson and the eating, but you know, if it's going to impact the game at some point, I think we can explore that more.
Sure.
I want to talk about in this HOH competition that was set up tonight. So when people come down, they're going to be getting some sort of a punishment, including the poison ivy punishment. Caitlin, do you have any idea what this could be?
No.
Yeah.
Do you?
No. Taryn, I've been hearing about some rashes and itchiness from the house guests on the live feeds. Do any of the house guests already have the poison ivy punishment?
It's possible. Maybe they're using the poison ivy punishment as a way to get this segment into the show without having to reveal the
Stop.
True.
Maybe there's too much talk about rashes and irritation. Of
Isn't
like,
that like so?
We need to introduce poison ivy.
That is like literally so gross. Everything about that is mm-hmm. I can't and I shan't.
Okay. All right.
You guys thought this was some kind of, you know, something that was spreading, but actually we were secretly spreading poison ivy all over the shower.
Yeah. There was already, It is camp. It is camp. Okay.
It is camp, guys. Can I say something funny?
Yes, please.
Guys, so my grandma called me this morning. She's like, she like likes to talk about the episode from the night before, and she was like, wait, so I don't understand. When did they bring in a new house guest?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, they didn't. Like, what do you, like, you mean Cliff? Like, when he came, she goes, no, no, they brought in a new female.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you talking about? Make a long story short, she was talking about Annalise. She goes, I've never seen her in my life.
Yeah.
She says, I've never seen this player before.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
She's been there the whole time, right, Taryn?
Whole time.
I mean, we're pretty sure. I don't think anybody can be 100% sure. She did mention the other day that she hadn't been called to the diary room since the veto competition. So,
oh my God. I guess because of her like whole commentation. Is that a word? Commentation?
Commentary?
Yeah.
Whatever, guys. Correct. It's been a long day. It was so cute. She's like, they brought in a new, very pretty girl on the show. And I was like, Annalise has been there since day one.
Yeah, they're mixing
Thanks,
it up.
Grandma.
They're mixing
still
it
learning
up.
How to speak in the diary room because she's so new, but you know, I'm sure she'll get the hang
new.
Of it.
Mm-hmm. What a fun little comp.
Okay, so speaking of comps, so we all were under the impression that it was going to be the wall comp, Caitlin.
Yeah.
And instead, we get some sort of a new comp.
I'm glad about it.
Yeah.
How many times do we need to see the same wall comp? Truly.
Mm-hmm.
This seems fun. I liked at the very end of the episode, we see Tommy in like a split. And he's just kind of like laying there. So for those of you listening to the podcast and not watching this live, I just knocked over a full closed, right?
It's closed. It's closed.
Closed large bottle of smart water.
And it let me get it.
No, don't ruin the frame.
We'll be fine.
I knocked the whole thing over and it is full, so it means like a louder noise. Thank you so much.
No problem. I need you hydrated during this.
Today's like not my day. If anyone hasn't noticed, like my energy is just a little off. Mercury is still in retrograde till I think August 3rd. I don't know. Are you feeling the retrograde?
No. What would it feel like?
It would just maybe, I mean, some people have really great reactions to it, but are you just feeling like low in energy? Like maybe a little like upset for no reason?
I'm low in energy, but that's because my kids woke me up a million times last night.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. I don't deal with that issue. I'm not a parent. But. Yeah. Anyway,
I just feel like we need to talk, Caitlin, because what would happen if everybody knocked their water bottle over
at the same time?
I can't believe you're doing this.
I mean, do you not know? I'm just
all the water would be on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Jack.
Yeah. So we got to see a lot of the Bella and Nick relationship. The America's sweetheart, would you say? Is that the America's new couple? Will Bella and Nick be out on next summer promoting Love Island 2?
What's their name? Nella?
Yeah, they never really got a shipping name, right?
People have called them Nella, but I'm not fond of it.
Hmm.
What's the other option?
Just Nick and Bella.
Beck.
Beck.
I guess Nella's better than Beck.
It is.
Nella is better than Ben. We saw that Nick shaved, Taryn. He's got like a more of a clean shaven look.
Yeah, and you know what? I was digging the hair. I felt like the hair was looking good, but then in the diary room, it was back to the goodbye message. It was back to
bad.
Straight across.
Sam had a goodbye message for Bella, and we saw that he is something that we suspected last night. He's it's a thing.
Bella, you are like a sister to me. I will forever cherish the memories we made in this house together. Have a great summer out there. I'm gonna miss you a ton. Send it.
You're really good at that. It's okay.
Send it.
That's so a thing. Good.
It's happening.
I thought it was really sad when he was voting to evict Bella, and he was like, or voting to evict Jack, and he said, "Have a good summer, Bella." Yeah.
Have a good summer, Bella.
No, but it was like sad.
Yeah. We also saw an interesting vote from Kat, and this was a Big Brother first. Kat went to the diary room and said,
"Please cast your vote to evict."
"I vote to evict Mickey."
"Excuse me?"
"I vote to evict Bella."
Good on Julie for picking up on that.
I'm sorry, what? I mean, I love Kat, but like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Is she okay? I mean, like, here's the thing, like, I'm all for like a good joke, a good "hi Julie, you look great," like a whatever. That was just an odd moment, unless she was trying to do the vote to evict Mickey because of the slop.
I don't think so. Yeah, should we read anything into Bella into Kat talking about that she votes to evict Mickey?
She was very upset with Jackson today, and so I think this was a lot of wish fulfillment. I wish that I could, because he's yelled at her in the past. I think there was another sort of confrontation earlier today, but it was a little hazy on the details there. But she was definitely, she was crying at some point earlier today, and she was not having it with Jackson. So I think she was trying to sort of be like, I wish I could vote to evict.
Well, no, wrong, not right. Because if she was really that angry with Mickey, then she would have voted to evict Jack.
Well, you would think.
Like if that's the closest way to get to him. So no, I don't buy it. I think she was just being obnoxious.
Well, and I will say this too. I think Julie messed up here, because Julie was like, "Oh, Kat, you're such a wild. This is why I love you." Julie does not know the can of worms that she just opened, because Big Brother 22 is going to be full of people like, "I vote to evict Bob."
Mm-hmm.
Bob's not on the block, though.
Julie's literally going to be like a slow clap for you. Yeah. She's not going to say anything.
Also, that Julie, I think, had no programming in her ear at one point. The Christie vote was very awkward. I don't know what happened. Caitlin, do you have any insight into what happened there? Caitlin's going to her notepad.
Sure do. Yes. To the notes. I love a live mess up. I love live TV. This is showbiz, baby.
Yeah.
Love a good mess up. I think it adds a little pizzazz to the app. Thank you.
A lot of pizzazz to the app, yeah.
At some point, I do need to go over all of these.
Tara, we just have to watch Christy awkwardly sit there.
If anyone's listening to this, Taryn's just awkwardly sitting here.
Yeah.
Hopefully they got
Christy,
that.
Christy, and then we had to hear like the, Christy is friends with Jack in the house, but is also really wanted to get Bella on the block this week. Let's see. Like, all right, she's here. We don't need, scroll down on the prompter.
And the time has passed. Like, just skip over that part now.
She looked really good tonight.
Yeah.
What did I say? Julie's red lip is giving me chills.
Yeah, Julie was very dressed up for... I think this was like, hey, it's been 5 weeks of the show. I haven't gotten to do one eviction interview with the person who gets voted out. We had the camp comeback people, but that was on CBS.com.
It seemed like...
She did a short one with the three of them.
Yeah, it did seem like Julie and Bella connected.
Yeah, about the tiger mom, Taryn. Yeah, about the tiger mom.
Julie was really excited to talk about her boyfriend, Nick, in the house and how her boyfriend, Nick, was going to stay in the house. And what do you think about your boyfriend, Nick, actually?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yes. And then also, it looks like we're getting extended coverage on CBS.com. That's very rare, I feel like, that they do the interview and then bonus interview.
You know, maybe, and I'm hoping, that... You know, she brings up some of the more risque topics.
What would you like to hear her bring up? Because then I could ask these questions tomorrow.
I would maybe like to hear, like, if she realized in the moment, like, you know, if you could kind of say something leading, like, you know, we saw a lot of excluding, bullying, you know, a lot of that this season. Like, just so, and then ask your question around that. Like, I want her to know, like, we saw it and none of us were okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like just something
about not letting Nicole into the HOH.
Just and just like the attitudes and everything and like the power hungry and this and that and leaving people out and the shit talking and all that stuff. Like I want every question that's asked to her a preface with like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do think that Taryn, she just seemed like she's on a bit of an apology tour, Bella.
Yeah, she did apologize to Nicole
and
the house.
Nick under the bus.
Though one of the things that she was sticking to the last time that I saw her talk about it was that she still feels like, but some of what I said was justified because Nicole leveraged her anxiety to get close to Nick and then used that. So I would love to hear her answer about this whole concept of Nicole using and leveraging her anxiety, because that never came from Nicole. And I have no idea why she's so confident that it actually happened.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I do think she has a really good chance, obviously, of redeeming herself. Anyone that's like pre-jury, I do feel, you know, now she seems witty. She obviously was really witty in the beginning. Like she's going to be really good on social media. She'll win our hearts.
I think what she needs to do when she comes out, I think she needs to also have an apology to Kemi as well. She really did Kemi dirty as well. And I think that how Kemi reacts to Bella, I think will also define what the public perception of Bella will be.
Yeah, if they make up and they're friends, I think it'll be
right.
Good.
If they can somehow mend their differences outside of the house, Taryn, I think that would be a very positive thing for Bella.
Totally.
Yes, and I do think it's important to note that Nicole has spoken to the cameras and she has pleaded with America to take it easy on Bella and the people that came for her. At the very least, don't be going after them on her account. That's not what she wants. She is willing to forgive and she wants people to not be, you know, going crazy and harassing anybody. You know, she advocates for empathy and kindness.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not, love and that's light. Love and light.
Love and light. I really do like feel for her though. And as much as I like hated that she took all of my screen time away from my episode, I do feel for her. She's the fourth one evicted. I was the fourth one evicted.
Yes.
Like she's coming out to a lot of people hating her. A lot of people hated me. Like we do have some similarities, her and I.
All right. Love and light. Send it. Okay.
It's scary. I feel like I'm in the room with Sam.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have questions from the listeners. We want to get an update from Taryn on how the HOH competition is going. But what about any other thoughts from the week?
So quick.
Yeah. Okay.
A ton of braid work happening on this show.
A lot of braid work.
A lot of braid work. Everyone's doing braids. It's really interesting. This Nick and Bella moment is making me emotional. Jack braiding Chrissy's hair. Again, a lot of braid work. What else, guys?
Can we talk about Nick and Bella playing pool with Sam? The trick shot that was going on that went right into the two ball that they knocked out? Okay.
Yeah, one of my notes is
oh my God.
I'm so sorry. Did I pop a nut?
Yeah.
Sending prayers for Nick's balls. I also wrote, Jessica, stop trying to make the Black Widows happen. That was weeks ago. No one cares about the Black Widows anymore.
I'm still upset about the Black Widows.
Like, no one really cares about
the reason I was on the block for 2 weeks.
Yeah. I also loved Bella's speech.
Nasty.
Loved Bella's speech. I wish she, like, took it a little further. I wish she, like, solidified, like, this is the name of the alliance. Like, this, I just wanted her to, like,
and
really
Jack's
do it.
Speech was so bad.
Oh my, Jack, what the Jack's hell was
Jack's speech?
Jack's
really
speech?
Stunk. Not that he needed it.
And his goodbye message, too.
Yeah.
That's really odd to say.
Jack, if you're seeing this, just kidding. It's not Jack.
It was strange.
It's like a mix of I'm just a goofy guy, but I'm also trash talking you, which is just like, what vibe am I supposed to be getting here, Jack?
Mm-hmm.
He's so unclear.
Kaylee, could you weigh in on the Cucumber Gate?
Cucumber Gate. My God, what a thrill. Cucumber Gate has taken up a lot of everyone's energy for the week. Yes.
Did you have any thoughts on that? Did you ever see Winston and Brett sharing a cucumber in the Big Brother house?
No, I don't believe I have. And everything about that clip sends a shiver down my spine in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of layers to that whole thing that's fairly disturbing. And
because JC did a lot of cooking in the Big Brother house. Did you ever see him wash produce in the bathroom sink?
No, I don't think anyone's ever done that. No, no. So, ha ha ha! That's what he's doing on that. Okay. Whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Very strange. Cucumber Gate. You know what? You know that whole, remember the whole, we've spoken about this on Celebrity Big Brother with the shrimp episode. Like,
slimping on some shrimp?
Slimping on some shrimp. Now it's like I'm craving a cucumber, which is like, who does that?
Whatever comes up on the podcast.
Everything that comes up, but I want to eat it the way they did. Like, I don't want to cut it up and make it fancy. Like, I just want to like have at it. Seems a little inappropriate. Sorry, everyone.
All right, before we get into some of these questions, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, and those are our friends over at KiwiCo. And Caitlin, I thought that this would be something that would be perfect because, of course, we know everybody loves a good subscription box, but this is one to do with kids because kids are the future, and it's our job to prepare them for that and empower them to be creative, confident, and fearless in all their endeavors. I know those are all things that you feel strongly about, and that's what KiwiCo does with their innovative projects that you can put together with kids.
I love that, actually.
Yeah.
It sounds like fun. Does a kid have to do it? Can I do it?
You could do it. That the way that KiwiCo is designed, it is a subscription box that creates super cool hands-on projects for kids to make while learning about STEAM fun. STEAM is science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And it's designed by experts and tested by kids, and no need to research or worry about gathering all the supplies. And the idea, Caitlin, is that these are simple projects that anybody can put together.
It sounds super up my alley, to be honest.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound too challenging. Sounds like the perfect amount of...
to be done in a very reasonable amount of time. Yeah.
I would hope so.
And then each of these projects is a cool toy that your child or the kid or your niece or nephew or whoever or yourself could put together. Perfect for kids from ages 0 to 16 plus. plus all the supplies for that month's project are in the box. I actually just did one with Dominic the other night. We put together like a claw project where it's like a claw on a stick where you can pick stuff up. Very fun to get to do together. Aww. And it's better than just wasting money on a toy. It's a project that you get to do and then the kid can play with it. And if you're super busy and always on the go, that it's great because KiwiCo will send you the box month after month to work on with the child. KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything that they want to be. For our listeners, go to KiwiCo.com/Rob to get your first month for free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to KiwiCo.com/Rob and get your first month for free. That's KiwiCo.com/Rob. Okay, let's take some questions with Caitlin Herman. Okay, TJ was, did Rob make a Sue Hawk reference at the start of the show? Did I?
Did you?
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't intentional if I did. All right, Lauren says, at the end of the episode, somebody asked if Annalise, if people will be watching this online, could anyone tell who that was? So there's a lot of talk about what are there live feeds? It seems like that nobody really knows. Caitlin, in your season, I mean, how many people did not really like fully grasp the concept that there are live feeds?
I don't know, but one thing I will say is prior to going on my season, if I knew about this situation.
What do you mean this situation? Like,
if I knew about like the Rob has a podcast of it all. Mm-hmm. My God, what things have been.
What would have changed? Like, you didn't know the type of coverage that's out there?
I had no idea the extent to every move I made. And I thought I was, like, sly. Like, I thought I could, like, really get away with, like, no one's going to see when I write this on Tyler's hand. Like, I got this. Like, I got this in the bag. I'm an idiot. Like, this is what I should have known about you guys and your witchcraft that you all do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. Well, Taryn, you talked about this on the live feed update that Cliff has been telling some of the house guests, doing some good advertising for the podcast, trying to recruit some of the other house guests to watch RHAP when they get out of the house.
It's been explaining that that we talk about the feeds every day and that we watch all of them, and they are fascinated. And Jack talked about, oh man, I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to all of their podcasts.
Oh, wow. Maybe not the best idea.
Yeah.
Not great.
Yeah. Caitlin, this morning, Taryn had a message for Jack when he gets to this episode. Do you have a message for Jack that you want to give when he gets to this episode?
Looking straight in the camera. Yeah,
Let's go to Caitlin.
Okay. Jack.
Okay.
Jack.
I think let's go to the zoom in on Caitlin for this one. Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. I heard what you said about me. I heard that you just think I'm another female face in the house. And it's okay. You don't have to find me attractive. That being said, I think you're not only physically disgusting, but your heart sucks too. So I challenge you, Jack, to change my mind. I do. I pray that you can change my mind because I do want to see the light in you. I think you have some amazing qualities, but change my mind. This is your challenge. And if you do, I will give you $100.
Oh, the Caitlin challenge. Taryn, I read on Twitter this week that Jackson was still talking about Caitlin, and that I read this on Twitter that you see everything. You know about this. That I heard that Jackson was saying, a.k.a. Mickey, that he was going to be sliding into your DMs when he got out of the house.
I didn't see it.
Hashtag blueberry pancakes.
Didn't see it. Don't know if that's entirely accurate, but did see something.
He's got that DM and he's ready to
send it.
Send it.
I believe Holly was talking about how Jackson had said that, and she was. They were a little bit jealous, a little bit like
really.
Why is he talking about Caitlin like that?
She has nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So,
Holly, everything's going to be okay.
Okay.
All going to be good.
It'll be okay. All right. Let's take another question from Michelle Mabel. Says, Taryn Armstrong, favorite words uttered by Julie, America, here's how you can change, help influence the game. Are they going to send them to Love Island? Yeah. Will they go have a Love Island field trip?
Oh, my God.
Only in dreams. Brilliant. Only in dreams. But Fiji's far, man.
It is far.
Fiji's far. I don't know that they're going to do it.
Yeah. I have a lot of friends that go there. It's a good 20-hour trip from what I understand.
You have a lot of friends that go to Fiji?
Yes, I actually
have. What kind of friends are you chilling with?
Like a couple hundred. It's really...
Yeah. I have a friend that was in Fiji. Mm-hmm. But he's on his way home.
Yeah. But no, Rob, this makes sense because if they send them to Love Island, then that's why their game becomes in jeopardy because they're going to go to Love Island and be like, yes, finally, can I just stay here and be on this show? Mm-hmm. And then... come back to Big Brother.
It's true. They need to be on Love Island. I would love, I mean, Annalise would have done so well on Love Island. Mm-hmm. It was her show.
Yeah.
It was her show. She could have been the star of the show.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Maybe that'll work out for Winston when some of these people get out of this Big Brother 21 house.
I'm trying to think. Oh, you mean with one of the girls?
Sure.
They're not worthy.
Not worthy.
Nope.
Okay. All right.
Call it Love Rap Party.
Okay.
Not worthy of his love.
All right. Let's take a question from Daddy Taryn.
I'm sorry. Why is it that, I mean, Daddy Taryn.
Let's go to Taryn's.
Whoever you are, I love you. Taryn's obviously missing, but like, who is this account? You're always answering questions from Daddy Taryn.
Yeah. Let me just give you some inside baseball on how the show works. So I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, you are?
And Scott St. Pierre is behind the scenes and he pulls the questions. And I see in the chat sometimes people are like, oh, Rob never takes my questions.
Scott.
I never take anybody's questions.
It's Scott.
It's just Scott picks out the questions and for hashtag RHAP. Now how Daddy Taryn has an inside track on asking questions for
they for sure
Taryn,
know each other.
I don't know.
I think we just cracked it that Scott is
Daddy Taryn. Is he also Yogurt Daddy from YouTube or that's somebody else?
Yeah, he's also throwing money at me to try to get me to twerk on stream.
Yeah, that's a different. People on the morning update don't do super chat to try to get Taryn to twerk. That's not the type of show.
That's not
why I made Rob as a podcast. Okay, all right. So this is a question from Daddy Taryn. How was JC so successful playing both sides, but Bella was terrible at doing the same thing? Well, that's not a fair question.
Well, that's not a fair question because also JC kept his mouth shut.
Yeah.
Yeah, JC was not nearly as gossipy as mm-hmm. Bella was. Bella was very, very gossipy.
Yeah. All right. Johnny D. Silvera, our great friend, getting ready for a follow Friday, says, what would Jackson have to do to actually be punished for breaking the have-not rule? So let's see. How blatant would it have to be, Caitlin? If Jackson ordered a pizza to the Big Brother house.
That or maybe if he like made dinner for everyone and like literally made himself a plate and sat at the table with everyone, maybe then we would get, you know, the justice that is deserved.
What would have to happen? Yeah, it's a good question. Elizabeth wants to know, over under, how long until there are Cliffamaniac t-shirts on sale in the RHAP store? I think we'd have to, look.
Let's let the family do that.
Yeah, let the family do that. I don't like to, there are other people in this space that do that kind of thing. I feel like that if it's a Cliff thing, we'll let Cliff have his t-shirt thing. We're not going to do t-shirts of, are you bitches out there conspiring against me?
And speaking of that.
Yeah. Let's see. This is from Cole Len Fooley says, are Kat and Holly conspiring against us? Yeah.
I'll let them. I will let them. I, for whatever reason, and again, I said this on the podcast before, when I went into that house, I was really surprised by how much I liked Holly. And I obviously really like Kat. And I feel like that's a fun dynamic. I just like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Are you bitches conspiring against me?
Yeah.
It's cute. It's a cute group.
Yeah, or are the bitches conspiring with her? That's the question. Okay. All right. Elizabeth wants to know, is there some sort of alliance of the braids with the girls? Okay, we've talked about the braids, braids.
A lot of braid work. We discussed this.
I think that happens at camp, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Everyone does a good French braid number
okay.
at camp.
Taryn, any braid alliance going on?
You know what? Kat and Christy are getting a lot closer in the house, and they are starting to look very similar from a distance with the braids. You know, it's uncanny at times, and sometimes I think I've been watching Christy for a while, and it turns out it's been Kat.
What would a braid align? The Reliance?
Reliance.
I like that.
Yeah. Something to think about. Okay, let's take this next question. What's this from? Klep says, my version of a good Thursday, hashtag RJP on the TV, live feeds in the TV, Taryn with the $1.99 Orwell received in clothing allowance today. What should be his first fashion purchase? Have you seen Taryn with Orwell the Owl?
Yeah. Wait, but what's going on, Taryn? It looks like you're hustling with some... Oh, yes. Are we about to check? Okay.
Orwell got a new headband.
Let's go full on Taryn here.
Wow. For
Orwell.
Okay. Now, Cliff walks around uninitiated, Cliff walks around the house with Orwell often. So Taryn has purchased his own Orwell. And to celebrate, it was originally supposed to be for a eulogy for Cliff when he was going out of the house, but now that he has been celebrated all week long. And what is this? This is like some sort of a Japanese character?
Yes, it's actually a Sasuke headband from the Ninja Warrior show.
Okay.
Is Orwell a black belt?
Yes, Orwell has studied various forms of martial arts and is officially a ninja warrior.
I heard a rumor that Orwell was going for his life coach certification. Is it true?
It's very true.
Okay, cool. I didn't know if it was a rumor.
You could collaborate on something, actually.
I'd love that. Orwell will be in talks.
All right. So then we have a question here. Jay Wilson, would a year's supply of oils get me a date with Caitlin? So I guess we're done objectifying Taryn, and now we're on to can we date Caitlin?
No.
Okay.
Thank
All right.
you.
All right. Let's keep it about Big Brother people. Okay. Jonathan Lemon says nomination speeches are basically meaningless, right? Yeah, that's right. The speech doesn't change anybody's mind, right?
No, but I certainly wish it did. Mm-hmm. That's my Rob, it's my dream. And I only hope that if I'm given the opportunity to go back in that house, I give you guys a speech that you are just sitting here shaking in your boots.
What would you have to hear? You're sitting there, you're getting ready to vote. What if I singled people out by name? What if I said,
oh, yeah,
Caitlin,
yeah,
I'm talking to you directly right now.
Yeah, I would do
You
it.
Are the one person who can change my... Yes, yes.
In 5 seconds. Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Like, but I'm also just such a sucker for, like, a good flip these days. So, like, oh, my God. The second someone
talks
to me...
You have the chance to make history tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'm in.
I mean, imagine if somebody like, say, JC spoke to the HOH during a veto ceremony and was like, no, don't do it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Don't make a big mistake. So, okay.
Don't put me up.
Something to think about for Big Brother 22 people. All right. So, Taryn, I want to get into this HOH competition, which I'm assuming is still ongoing, correct?
It is still ongoing.
I'm so nervous.
All right, so I'm going to hit the spoiler button, and then let's talk about where we're at. Okay, so real quick mini spoiler, okay? If you are going to be leaving us now, we'll see how it all plays out on Sunday night, and we'll be back with you live after the episode on Sunday night. But in the meantime, okay, just hang out. Come on.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Okay, all right.
Oh my God, I love that you used the flashlight.
Yes, welcome to my nightmare. Okay, all right, let's see how bad it is. All right, Taryn. Let's get the update on the HOH competition. We're about a hour and change into this endurance competition. What's going on?
All right. Well, as we saw, Jess and Nicole went out.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was right off the bat.
Yeah, Jess did not make it to the end of the episode.
No, no.
Then we saw Nicole fall.
Very soon also see Sam. Sam went. It was just like, how did this happen?
Send it!
How did I get here?
I'm out.
F my life.
And so he fell. Unfortunately, we also saw Nick fall. So pretty much anybody outside of the six plus Cat were gone at that point. We also lost Christy. We lost Tommy, who was playing a little risky there. And we lost Jack. And so right now, there are four people remaining.
Okay.
We have Cat, Holly, Sis, and Jackson. But there's one piece of news that everybody really wants me to talk about.
Yeah, Robin, I've seen it in the chat. Yeah.
What?
Apparently, Jackson forgot to go to the bathroom before the live show.
Jackson peed in his pants on the competition? During the competition, he peed in his pants?
Yes.
No, he didn't.
That's what I'm being told, and I also was sent clips, but I haven't watched them, because why would I do that to myself?
Yeah.
He's really winning my heart.
Pee-pee always pulls through.
He's winning my heart. My God.
I mean, when he slides into those DMs, and you've got clips of that, it's just like...
He's going to write to me, and I'm going to be like, hey, babe, you are not getting the final rose. You peed in your pants on live TV, but... sending you love and light.
PP's gonna get the job done.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. So these four have been holding on for a while.
Does it look like anyone's, like, really on the verge?
So the strategy now has been that they're leaning on one side.
Wait, Taryn, you have to stop. Did you literally just play a clip of him saying pissed?
Yeah.
Pissed!
Yeah.
Sorry.
Paul can't believe it, Taryn.
Well, unfortunately, Jackson's strategy did not pay off for him because he just fell.
Oh, my God.
So now it is Holly, Kat, and Sis left.
Who are we hoping?
Yeah. Now, is there like a visible wet spot? How is every, or is he talking about that he ended up just, you know, hey, look, I got to win this HOH. I hope you guys don't mind. I've had a slight accident.
Well, here I can tell you my perspective on this because I've had the feeds muted over on my monitor over here, and I've been paying attention to them as the podcast has gone on. And I saw everybody clap, and then right after that, people said, "Oh my God, Jackson peed!" So I believe it was applauded when it happened. Yeah. So it must have been announced at some point. But we do have another breaking bit of news here.
Okay,
what?
Me, who are we hoping wins this? And my answer to that would have been Kat, but she just fell.
Okay. Oh my God. So it's Holly and Sis. I'm praying to the heavens that we have a Sis HOH just because I need to see her speak. I need this.
Yeah.
I need this. I need a Sis HOH, guys. It'll be so funny. No?
Okay. Well, we'll see. These things I have a feeling that these two might end up work out some sort of an arrangement here. So if now that we're down to two.
I want it to be Sis, but you know it's going to be Holly.
I'm not watching it, but I anticipate them being able to work it out between them who's going to be able to get the power. Caitlin, let me just ask you. Who do you think might be more embarrassed at this moment? Jackson, who peed himself in national television,
sure.
Or the two separate women who have had intercourse with him in the house?
It's a good question. I'm still going to go with... I'm still going to go with the women.
Okay.
The women. Just because it's like the two of them and they know.
Nasty.
They know he sucks. So like that sucks.
Yeah. Tara, any word on the poison ivy punishment?
Not that I'm aware of. I think they'll probably do that afterward, but someone can let me know. Like I said, my feeds have been muted. So
do your job, Taryn. My God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do my best every day. I go on these BB live feed streets and people like Caitlin just kick me down constantly.
Yeah, we're going to have a chat later, sir.
Do you see any difference in terms of the HOH reign of a Sis or a Holly, Taryn?
potentially a slight difference. Like I said, there was talk of maybe taking some kind of shot at Jackson, but that kind of went by the wayside when Nick and Sam were really talking about targeting Christy for a large portion of the day yesterday. Yeah. And so they really are the targets. And I think that if Holly won, then there's no chance of a Jackson target. If Sis won, still probably, I'd say, like a less than 1% chance that's going to happen.
But would Sis target Nick? I know that they've had a on again, off again romance in the house, especially with Bella out of the mix.
Ooh, my heart just dropped a little. It's going to suck for Bella to watch for the rest of the summer.
Well,
like Nick,
let's see how this week goes.
Yeah, I would expect that Sis will still put Nick on the block, though she might be the person that says, well, since I'm HOH, I want it to be Sam first. That's definitely a possibility. She is one of the people that is less wanting to target Nick less. And she is on Tommy's side, that they feel Sam is the bigger target and that Nick is more willing to work with them. So this could be a good thing for Nick if Sis is the one to pull it out. But
yes. Yeah. And don't forget that there is the possibility, based on what Julie said, of the field trip, of the potential of a third nominee, but I'm not necessarily sure. Based on guests are still voting, then it doesn't have the chance to change too much. Like, the America might vote, put Jack up on the block, but it's not going to necessarily change what the will of the house is going to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, what a show. What a program.
What are you
going
to do? All right. While we're waiting for everything to work itself out with Holly and with Sis, Kaylin, what else is going on in your world outside of Big Brother?
Oh, my God, guys.
Last week you told us about cats.
Well, wait. What I'm about to tell you is related.
Okay.
And I didn't even realize it was related. Okay. I was literally just about to start with this. So in my parking garage, in my apartment, there is a stray cat that sits on like the car across from mine, and when I come down in the morning to like leave or go to the gym or whatever, the cat is always there, and I'm trying to like make rapport with the cat, and I'm trying to be friends with the cat because I want to rescue the cat and bring it upstairs, and I want it so bad. And I went downstairs to come here tonight, and the cat was on my car.
Yes.
So I'm trying to like reel her in. I named her Baby.
Baby.
She wants nothing to do with me yet. But I think I might reel her in. But then it gets complicated. I've never had a cat, but also I might be allergic. So like unclear. really unclear about all that. But like, would I have to take it to the vet? Like, I can't just like pick up a stray animal, right?
Taryn, you're a cat owner. What's the protocol here?
Yeah, I would definitely take it to the vet. Make sure, get it checked up.
How am I going to get it in my car?
Would you let it live in your house?
I think I want it.
Okay.
Like, is that weird?
Could be somebody else's cat, though, no?
There's no way it's someone else's cat because it's stray. It's for sure stray because it's, like, so scared to be around people. Like, it's stray.
Mm-hmm.
They would also, like, if there was any kind of chip or anything, any identifying thing on the cat, they would be able to find it there. And you do probably want to buy some kind of cat carrier to take it there.
Do you think it's obnoxious for me to buy cat food, put it in the... Because I'm sure a lot of my neighbors are like, can you stop attracting this cat? Like, I'm leaving like remnants of stuff around. And I did have a neighbor come down to the garage, and I was like, hi, like trying to like get close to it. And she was like, can you stop? So like, I can see why that would be an issue. But is it rude if I like start putting out water and stuff and attracting the whole village of strays?
I don't think it's rude.
I don't think so.
No. Okay. All right, let's talk about...
Did you watch the Cats trailer?
Yes, last week.
Did you feel any type of way or?
I mean, I it did not make me say, let me get to the movies. Yeah.
Are you going to see Lion King?
I already saw it.
And?
It was fine.
I can't with you. What? I just can't with you.
Literally, it was fine. It was literally the same thing.
It's not the same. It's kind of all cats when you think about it. But did you get the chills at all? Was there any sort of tear?
No tears. I got a little bit.
You're the worst.
A little bit emotional. I feel like that when
the regular parts that you would get emotional.
No, not towards the end. A little bit. I was like there a little bit of a heartstring at the end.
Whatever. You're a monster.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about what's coming up, and then maybe we'll see if there's any movement in the HOH. Stephen Fishback A lot of people wonder, whatever happens to Stephen Fishback during the summer? Who knows? Apparently, he checked out the first episode of Australian Survivor, Champions versus Contenders. So find out what Stephen Fishback has to say about the premiere of Survivor Australia for this year with Stephen Fishback, the knowingest know-it-all. Check him out on this week's episode with Mike and Shannon on News AF. We did a deep dive into Danny's harrowing adventure where he went out to Alaska and then had a crazy wild trip, and he talked about it with Tyson and I on the latest News AF. And then I'll have my conversation with Bella coming up in the morning. Got to get up early. Nicole's got to get up early, too. She's not going to like it.
Why?
Because Nicole does not like being up early.
Well, why does she have to get up early?
Somebody's got to watch my kids.
So true. And it ain't going to be me.
It's not going to be Caitlin. All right. And then right around that same time, Taryn at a special time, 11:30 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on Friday. Is that going to be the new time for the whole weekend or just for tomorrow, Taryn?
Just tomorrow.
Just tomorrow. Okay. And then back for the rest of the weekend for Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. So we'll find out what's going to be going on with these nominations before we find out on Sunday night, when we'll be back again on July 28th for the Sunday night recap of Big Brother 21. So be on the lookout for that at 9:15 p.m. Eastern time. And then, of course, the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast make this all possible. I was showing Caitlin before we came on our episode about Caitlin's visit to the studio. And
if you're not a patron, like, it is so funny.
You enjoyed it.
Oh my God. It was actually so funny and so good.
Yeah, we had Caitlin's a great sport. Gave us some good stuff for a episode behind the scenes video about everything that went on here 2 weeks ago tonight. You can see that and all everything we have got going on in our patron only podcast feed and more at robhasawebsite.com/patron. We even talked to Nicole about Big Brother 21 last night, the first lady of podcasting.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
she had a lot of questions about this season.
Is she confused?
She's very confused. She's very confused.
Concerned and confused. Okay.
All right, Taryn. No closure yet, right?
Not yet. No.
Okay. All right. So we will find out, Taryn. We have our punishments, though. I saw in the chat that they awarded Tommy and Christy the poison ivy power.
Yes, I assume those two because they're two of the people who have not already been infected.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. My God, Taryn.
What do you
monster.
Think it'll be? If you had to guess.
It was two people. One of my first thoughts was thinking back to Big Brother 16 when Caleb and Victoria were like handcuffed together in the like Adam and Eve outfits. Like, it could be something a little bit like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if they had some sort of pro itching cream instead of an anti itching cream, and they got to put it all over their bodies for a week.
Here's my guess: that there will be a vat of calamine lotion in the backyard, and there will be times that they will be like woken up throughout the night where they have to go and douse themselves in the vat of calamine lotion.
You are so smart.
We'll see.
I think it's totally going to be a wake up in the middle of the or go here at this time. You amaze me.
Okay. We'll see. You don't know if I'm right yet. You don't know if I'm right. Okay.
Right.
So, of course, you can follow Caitlin Herman. That she is at Kate Coaching. Yeah. And she's on Twitter.
Yeah, that's my Twitter handle. And my Instagram is Caitlin_Herman.
Yeah. Are you taking on more coaching clients?
So, as of this morning, 5 spots opened up for my clients. In case anyone listening, I never like to pitch my services. I don't want to use this time, but yeah, I have 5 people just finished their year program. So I'm taking on 5 more. That does not mean you need to come on for a year. But if you are interested in changing your life for the better and in the mood for some positive changes, hit me up, kids.
Okay. Where do people go for that?
You can go to my website, katecoaching.com, and fill out the application and let me know exactly what it is that you're trying to enhance or change about your life.
Okay. All right. Of course, Taryn will be back in the morning. You can follow Taryn on Twitter.
Taryn, do you have hobbies? Like, what else do you do?
You know, I go live on Twitch, as I will be right after this podcast ends, as the HOH competition is still going. You can find me twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, and we'll
is
be talking
to him.
He makes eggs. He eats eggs at some point during the during the night. And
Let's send him a gift.
Send it! Yeah. What do you want to send him a gift of?
Just like dried fruit and some chocolate.
I don't think he likes dried fruit.
I don't like chocolate.
Oh my God, ew. You're so annoying.
he likes plain yogurt, no blueberries.
You're like a Melbitos kind of kid, aren't you?
A Melbitos?
You're like a Triscuits, yogurt, like a piece of rye toast on a summer day. Like you're just so like, ugh.
Delicious and
like
wonderful.
Cheerios without milk. You're just one of those.
Oh no, Cheerios with milk. Let's be real.
But Honey Nut Cheerios, that's too risque.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Oh, gee. Yeah. You like donuts?
I do. Plain donuts.
Yeah.
Such a loser. All right, Rob, wrap it up.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it up, of course. So, Tara, anything else you want to say?
Just find me on Twitch after this.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, Kaylin, thank you so much for gracing us once again.
I feel like I wasn't as great tonight as I usually am.
No, you were great.
I felt that too, Kaylin.
Yeah. Okay, Tara, bye.
Okay. It makes me so happy. It's such a highlight of my week to get to have you here.
Same. It's my favorite.
And so can't wait to see next week. We'll see what happens with the field trip and everything else. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes, and we'll check out our exit interview with Bella tomorrow and the live feed update and much more. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.